Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, coughing it up, in the AM soapbox scooter, doing my thing, or trying to at least get it through, if I can get this cough up out of me. A lot going on in the world, but of course, the meat and potatoes of today's show, let me hit you up, is we're setting the record straight. Now, I know a lot of people like, you know, that's kind of vague. What is setting? We are setting the record straight on men and women and all of the rumors, if you will, or things that, you know, me and Lana have talked about this before now. You know what I mean? We went down the whole the size matter and all of that. But this is on some other type stuff, all right? This is a whole nother level. We're going to get into that. But again, a lot of things going on in the world. Things happening, yo, a lot of season finales. I don't know if anybody's been keeping up, but, you know, I'm real clear about me being a TV fanatic and a buff of movies and TV shows and things like that. And so DC has a couple shows on. They got the DC Legends of Tomorrow. They got Gotham. They got Flash. They got Supergirl. They got Arrow, all which are doing pretty well. You know, honestly, out of that group, and you wouldn't believe it, but the wackest of the shows is Gotham. And that's because if you're paying attention to Gotham, you can't watch it for, like, all the things you know about Batman and whatever. You just got to watch it for the rise of Jim Gordon. Like, let me just put you on to that real quick. But anyway, in the DC show, the Flash, they did the Flashpoint series. Now, if you're a comic book nerd like me or into it, then it was dope. You know what I mean? It's, again, just showing their talent, showcasing their skill. DC's doing their thing in TV. They just can't do nothing in movies. They just can't rock in movies, and they can't really rock, and that's it. That's like their movies, they horrible at. Their animated movies is dope. You know, that's where Marvel's falling off. Marvel needs to get in the game and do more animated movies, because Marvel, their TV shows is not doing as good as DC's. They only got Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and they got the Agent Carter, which is okay. Both of them are okay. But I will say that on Netflix, Marvel joins is better than DC. Well, DC don't got nothing on Netflix yet. But if you add in Netflix, the Luke Cage, the Jessica Jones, the Daredevil, they're going to do a Punisher one. I think they're doing an Iron Fist one. And then they bring in those other ones back. Then you got to say that Marvel is doing their thing in TV shows and in movies. Only thing they slipping on is the animated, and they start doing that, man, DC just going to probably end up getting smothered. I mean, that's just what it is. But anyway, they just did that. So a lot of season finales have been happening. You know, a lot of season finales, you know, Empire's coming up on this. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day. Let me put a B in your bonnet real quick. And this is a question. Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. But this is a question to everybody out there listening. I want you to think of a list of your top five worst TV people. I don't care if it was a movie, if it's a TV show. The main antagonist in anything that you can say, if you saw that person today, you might slap them. You know, remember back in the 80s, back when soap operas was really big, and it was so big where women would run up on these stars in the street and be smacking them and throwing stuff on them because it was touching their hearts. These characters had touched their heart, you know, like, and I remember some names. I wasn't into soaps, but my mom was, so I was hip, like Victor Newman, you know what I mean? Like, if you knew about Victor Newman, then you knew that he was that boy, you know what I mean? And kind of was played both sides. Sometimes you liked him, sometimes you hated him. So where he was that dude where a lot of women wanted to just run up and smack in the street. So I asked that question. Give me five main antagonists in movie, TV show, whatever, that just really sets you off to the point of, because I was talking to somebody, and I'll tell you what brought this up. She was, if you watch The Walking Dead, there's a villain named Negan that's in that show. She was like, Negan is the worst. And I was thinking, like, you know what? Negan is horrible. Negan definitely makes it into my top five. I just don't know if he makes it into my top five past that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, he's the worst. Yeah, he's pretty horrible. But there's some people that may be more harmful. For example, for me, one of the top in my list, she might be number one, Mommy Dearest. Remember that movie, Mommy Dearest? What was that, Faye Dunaway? And it was about, I forgot, I think it was either, it was about Faye Dunaway or it was Faye Dunaway playing the other lady. I can't think of her name. She was a famous actress too, but Joan Crawford, that's what it was. It was Faye Dunaway playing Joan Crawford. Yo, she's a beast, dude. So, you know, these are things that make you think. Just if I, so I want y'all to hit me off. Let me know. Again, this is the Stoop on BlogTalkRadio.com. I have to bring in my lovely co-host, Mrs. Lala, who's just tuning in. Lala, good morning to you, love. How you doing?
Good morning, man. I agree with you. I totally forgot about that movie. But as a little girl watching it, I was horrified by that mother.
Yes.
Joan Crawford. You know, and it's supposed to be based on her true Hollywood story.
Right. So that she was a double worst person because she was in real life horrible. And then Faye Dunaway made you hate her even more. The line, I'm going to tell you somebody else. So since we're talking, you know, in main antagonists in movies and TV shows, Negan's on my list. Mommy Dearest is on my list. The lady from Flowers in the Attic. If I were to see her back when I saw that, I might have smacked her, dude. I really might have. Remember that Flowers in the Attic? She was horrible.
No, I stayed away from all those creepy things. I didn't watch no Children of the Corn or none of it.
So, I'm telling you, you got to watch, but you got to watch the old Flowers in the Attic, not the remake. But I'm going to tell you, that mom, like, she poisoned her own kid. Like, you know, she was a beast, man. We got a caller calling in, man. Let me holler at him. Caller, what's good, man? Talk to me. Hello? Okay. Maybe not a caller.
Oh, might have lost him. Call back, caller.
Well, no, you know, sometimes people call in. Like, let me break it down, because I've been hearing this. People say, I try to call in and I try to listen to the show, but when they try to listen to the show via, like, the internet or by their phone, when they call in from their phone, it makes them call in. You know what I mean? So they may not be actually trying to tune in, and they got their phone. So I'll let them marinate, and then we'll come back to it. But again, so I was just dropping my list of people that have pissed me off, you know, and it made me think. Like I said, it made me think. Because they were like, Negan is, like, this, my friend I was talking to was like, Negan is horrible. I was like, man, you know, so I thought of those other two people. But then I started thinking, like, yo, you know who's horrible? Lucius Lyons is horrible. I don't know. Or
yeah.
Empire. Lucius is
horrible. I don't watch anymore, but yeah. Also, Once Upon a Time is pretty wicked now. And The Wicked Witch, the Queen.
Yeah. They got a pretty bad, the bad guy on there is pretty villainous.
I don't follow. I used to watch it, and now it's a matter of, you know, I catch a minute and then I change it. Like, why am I watching this shit? But it's like a creepy version of Once Upon a Time fantasy characters that come into the realm of reality in a little town. And so the main villain is the Wicked Witch, but she's beautiful. And I forget if she's the same witch that's with Red Riding Hood and, you know. But she kind of is the focal point of the whole series. And she's just wicked. She's real wicked.
Y'all feel free to call in. Let us know what you think, man. That's just, you know, it was in my mind, you know, and I had to get it out. So, again, me putting the B in your bonnet. Get your mind, you know, the juices flowing early this a.m. before we jump into our topic. Again, we will be talking about setting the record straight between men and women. Like I said, a lot of I have talked about size, matter, and all those other things. But this is going to be setting the record straight on a couple of other perspectives, and we'll break it down. But before I get into that, like I said, a lot of things going on in the world, and I like to address. So South Korea is talking about impeaching their president, or they're going to impeach him. And a lot, like, I guess they seem to be happy, whatever. But for me, when I saw this on the news, as a former veteran, well, not former veteran, as a combat veteran myself, as a former soldier, And a dude who lived in Korea. I was in Korea for a year. You know what I mean? So I really had to, I don't know, I had mixed feelings about it, where South Koreans may be excited. I was worried because if you get somebody weak in there, North Korea is just going to roll in and boss up. I mean, so for me, I thought about that because what a lot of people don't know is when you're in the military and you go over to Korea and, you know, at least I was in combat MOS. I was 13 Bravo, which is field artillery, gun bunny. So when we get to our duty stations, I don't know how it is for anybody else, but when I got to I was at Camp Casey and was sitting there, I remember they give you a little talk, and they was like, yo, you know, if North Korea invades, man, all of y'all pretty much are going to be dead. You know, now we'll do damage. Everybody that's stationed in Korea will do damage on Korea, North Korea, but at the end of the day, you'll all be dead, and it'll be Americans that come over from the United States and everywhere else that clean up. And I was like, yo, I don't know if I really want to hear that right now. You know what I mean? And is that the thing you tell a soldier as he has to spend a year here? You know, so I was feeling some kind of way about it. So when it happened and I saw this, it made me think. It got my juices flowing. It was like, yo, like, what if North Korea decides to boss up? I think that's something we need to pay attention to, man. Don't, you know, we always look at the news that's happening on our front door sometimes, but we forget to look on the back porch. You got to check the back porch too, people. I'm telling you, there's a lot going on in the world, and if you're not paying attention, you will get got. Also, I mean, and this is a stretch from the movies. I mean, from you know, Korea and government politics and all, but the Assassin's Creed movie, I think, drops this weekend. If you've ever played the game, it's bananas. So I'm not going to front. I'm a fan. I can't wait to see it. The new Underworld, I think, drops this weekend. I kind of want to see that, but I think they might have ran their course with Underworld. They're going to really have to have a dope story to keep that Underworld going. And again, like I said, a lot of things going on. Anything, what's on your mind, Lai? Anything you want to talk about that then caught your mind before we jump into
the topic? I'm thinking about Korea, too, because my nephew just graduated from boot camp, and guess where he gets to go? January. So baby face with the uniform on, you know, I'm in a lot of prayer about it because it is so unstable, and that North Korean president dictator is a freaking sociopath. Yeah. So, yeah, I think about things like that a lot when I see that news, just because I'm going to have a youngster over there.
And that's real.
This weather. How are you doing in the weather, Scooter? I still got snow.
It's clean out here. Let me tell you, but for those that don't know, in the Northwest, when it snows here, I'm talking every red flag goes up. The panic is out. People are just all over the place. So it was supposed to be a snowstorm, you know, and it snowed a little bit. It might have gotten 3 inches, maybe three.
I still have 2 inches outside right now.
I got off. I got off work. I didn't. My job shut down. I was like, "Word, there's nothing out near me now. There's nothing. It's clear. You wouldn't even know that it had snowed
That's
out
true.
Here." Huh?
But let me clarify why people clown the Northwest. What they don't know. The people clown in the Northwest come from the East Coast, Chicago, where it's like the Arctic. However, the difference is those city budgets are well prepared with fleets and chemicals. The Northwest, a lot of people don't know this, is such a green, you know, all that environment. They're using not using the harsh chemicals. So the salt and stuff they put down on that ice doesn't necessarily always work. And we do have a whole lot of collisions that happen, even if it's just ice and a couple inches. And I think that's why people panic. So the streets just aren't clear. They're not. We don't have the fleets to do it.
But you would think that you would learn, you know, just learn. I mean, all right, it's going to snow.
Right, have a pair of chains and drive safe.
When they tell you, when they announce that it's going to snow at this time that day, it happens. So our trucks is out salting the street the day before. You know, and let's say that Seattle's not prepared to salt the streets and all that. Okay, cool. You got dozers. You got joints to clean the street. So when it starts hitting, these plows should be out there doing their job. That's the thing you don't see out here. Like, they act like they not prepared. It's not like it's new. Like, it does snow here. So you should have some type of reserve somewhere. You know, it'd be different if this was Cali and they was like, yo, we getting a snowstorm. I can see why they're unprepared. But this is like, this weather's not new in the Northwest. You know that snow can happen here. You know, and it ain't Cali, it ain't Texas. You know what I'm saying? So you know that snow can drop here, so why not have some reserve? That makes no sense to
me. Lots of people wish for it. You hear them talk about it all the time. Oh, I wish it would snow to be so pretty. And then let it come.
Right.
Wasn't quite ready for it. They got fender benders everywhere.
Setting down. All right, so this is The Stoop again on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, with Lala, my co-host, doing our thing, and we are jumping into the meat and potatoes of the show, setting the record straight. Let me explain to you why this came about. I actually happened to see a video of some women talking about they prefer tall guys over shorter guys, and I was like, yo, that's BS. So they did like this little like experiment where they had like a tall guy and a short guy come in, and they asked them all kind of different questions about dates and different things, see if they would pick more they had a couple guys come in. So it was like two different ones each time. So it was like maybe like six dudes, maybe eight, and they decided like, okay, after the end of their questions, which guy they would have rather took on a date. And so, you know, because they were saying they prefer tall dudes. And I was just like, that's BS. Yes, one chick said, oh, you know what they say about tall guys, you know, with big hands, big feet. So, when I hear that, I always say big gloves and big shoes. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it bumping, man. Height does not suggest anything. And foot and hand sizes do not suggest anything. And if anybody tells you different, they lying. Real talk. You know, and the poop is
there. Right, and all black men can't hoop either.
Thank you. And some white men can jump. You know,
right,
what I'm saying?
And like, got big hands.
So, you know, and that's the thing. So I'm just like, yo, it just kills me. So I decided, you know, I'm going to do a show about this. Let's go down the list and set the record straight on a number of things. So here we go. Here's my list. I want y'all to, after you hit the list, feel free to call in again, 607-203-5357. Here's the things we're going to tackle. First of all, women prefer tall men over short men. That's number one. Fat women, big women, healthy women, whatever you want to call it, say how you lay it out. This is a list of big women things. Big women have the best pooch. All big women can cook. All big women got good head game. All big women know how to work it. I guess that can be included in the have good coops too. So kind of boom. So that's my big woman category. Those are the things. These are what we're tackling. These. All right. We're going to tackle the big hands, big feet. We're going to tackle the tall men versus short men in the physicality department. And then we'll also tackle ugly women. You know, they always say ugly women got the best get down. So we're going to tackle a couple of these things. I want you to marinate on it. Let it rest. Let it sit in your bonnet for a little bit. Think about it. And we'll get back to it right after this.
I was at the mall, sipping on a milkshake, playing the wall, taking a break, admiring the girls with the bamboo earrings, baby hair, and body built to swing. That's when I seen her, her name was Tina, grace and poise, kinda like a ballerina. I said, how you doing? My name's Big L. Don't ask me how I'm living, cause yo, I'm living swell. But then again, I'm living kinda foul, cause my girl don't know that I'm out on the prowl. To make a long story short, I got the digits. Called her on my car phone and paid her a visit. I was spanking her and thanking her, chewing her and doing her, laughing cause my girl didn't know that I was screwing her. Laying like a king, my sheets of satin, that's what time it is, you know what's happening. She had a big old booty, I was doing my duty. I mean, yo, I admit that my girl's a cutie, but Tina was exotic, Earl's my witness, with the kind of legs that put stockings out of business. When I went home, I kissed my girl on the cheek, but in the back of my mind, it was a big butt freak. I sat my girl down, couldn't hold it in, and said to her, with a devilish grin, Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to the high school about 3 o'clock to try to catch a cutie, ride my jock, my homeboy's Jeep. system blasting. Cold 40 dogs, smiling and laughing. Girls all over, the kind I adore. I felt like a kid in a candy store. That's when I seen her, her name was Brenda. She had the kind of booty that I'd always remember. I said to my man, stop the Jeep. She's only 17, but yo, don't sleep. I kicked the bait like an NFL punter and scoped the booty like a big game hunter. I said to the girl, yo, you look tired. Go get some rest, relax by the fire. I put the big booty on the basket rug. She gave me a kiss, I gave her a hug. I said to the girl, them young boys ain't nothing. You wanna get freaky, let me kiss your belly button. I circled it and teased it and made a squeal. Grabbed a pack of bullets and pulled out the steel. When I was through, I wiped the sweat from my eyes. Went to the kitchen and got some sweet potato pies. Tina busted in my house while I was eating. You know what I said? Too bad you caught me cheating, but Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt. So I'm leaving you. Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. Brenda got a big old butt. So I'm leaving you. I went to Red Lobster for shrimp and steak around the time when the waitresses are on their lunch break. I pulled in the parking lot, parked my car. Somebody shouted out, I don't care who you are. I paid it no attention, I walked aside. Brian had a 9 and he was chilling in the ride. I walked in the place, everybody was looking. And shrimp and steak wasn't the only thing cooking. I sat down to eat, ordered my food. I said to the waitress, I don't mean to be rude, but I'll take you on a platter. She said, you got a girl. I said, it don't matter. You look like you're tastier than piping hot pizza. What's your name? She said, my tag says Lisa. I said, okay, you're smart and all that, but when you get off work, yo, I'll be back. She looked at me and said, make yourself clear. L, where we going? I said, right here. She looked kind of puzzled. I said, you'll see. I pulled up at 10 on the DOT. When she walked out the door, I threw my tongue down her throat. Pushed her back aside and pulled up her coat. Laid her on the table and placed my order and gave her a tip much bigger than a quarter. On and on till the break of dawn. All over the restaurant, word is born. I heard somebody coughing, I checked my watch. I couldn't believe it said 9 o'clock. I grabbed my pants, put on my Kango. Who did I see? Oh, yo, it was Brenda. Yo, she worked at Red Lobster, but I didn't remember. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. But Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya.
Record straight before we jumped into Big Old Butt. I gave a list. So we're going to start. But I'm actually going to start from the bottom of the list. So I had said ugly women have the best get down. Alright. Now a lot of us have heard this rumor before. I'm not a liar dude. Let me keep it funky with y'all for those that may or may not know me. I'm not a liar dude. It's not in my genetic makeup. It's not how I get down. If I say it, you can best believe it's the gospel, okay? That being said, I'm not a guy that runs around. You got a lot of dudes that are front. I ain't never do this. That ain't me. No way. Forget it. I'm going to keep it funky with you. I have a saying. My saying is this. If you don't, how can you know what you like if you don't know what you don't like? You see what I'm saying? So I don't know I don't like a big woman if I've never been with a big woman. And I don't know if I like an ugly woman if I never, you know, who knows? Ugly women might be my thing. Some cats do like big women. You know what I mean? So how do you find that out? I didn't know I liked this type of drink until I had that type of drink. You know what I mean? Or if I didn't like this, you know what I mean? I don't like gin. Why? Because I've had gin. Bam. See? That's simple. So ugly women and they get down. All right. Again, fellas, you can call in. Ladies. This is an extended to you, too. This isn't just about ugly. This is ugly, period. Ugly. Does ugly have the best get down? Is the question at hand. Lala, you say what?
You know, I'm such a thinker. So here's what I think. I think it's possible.
Hold up. Don't front.
Oh, never that. Everybody, never that.
You done had an ugly guy in your camp. You can't say every guy you've
dated. So here's what I think. I think it's possible for somebody to be highly sexual even though they're not physically attractive, but it doesn't mean everybody that's physically unattractive is highly sexual. So again, like for me to cap it on all of them, let me switch over to the tall men thing because that's something I do know about. I stand about 5'8".
Hold on. Before we jump into what? The tall men, because again, don't act like you ain't been with one or two ugly dudes. The question is simple. When you think about the ugly men you have been with compared to some of the good guys, again, I ain't asking you to make a vague, point out a name or nothing like that.
I dated somebody once that everyone said, why are you with him? He is not cute. Okay? And he tried really hard. He tried really hard to satisfy me. And I don't, you know, I think it's something that maybe you try harder. I don't know.
You're saying the rumor's not true. Ugly doesn't have good get down all the time.
There's no way it could be all the time is what I'm saying. I think it would apply to some, but not all.
Okay, let me bring you in. See, this is what me and Lala always bump heads because Lala likes to try to be vague about life. And, you know, I dated some guys.
I'm being technical.
I've dated some ugly women. And in my life and in my experience, ugly to pretty women, I've dated some pretty women that had some good. But when I look at the ratio of ugly to good looking and then the medium ones in between, most of the ugly women I have been with, in fact, majority, have had some good. That is what I'm
saying. Okay, so there you go. You're better at saying your experience because there's probably more of them. I don't have a big batch to go off of, but I do notice that what would be considered unattractive, they seem to try harder.
You don't need a big batch. If you've been with two men in your life, and one was cute and one was ugly, or if one was better looking than the other, then see, because if you have two good looking guys, let's look at this list. Lala's only been with two men in her life, and they both were good looking. But out of the two, one was better looking. So who had the better get down? The less better looking one or the better looking one? It's that simple. Nobody's asking to have mass experience or, you know, you had to have had like a list or you got bodies under, you know what I mean? No, you don't need to have no bodies. I'm just saying if you've been with more than one cat, then you can make a decision.
I think the lesser attractive people probably try harder. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, I can accept that, you know.
That's how my brain, levels it out, they must be trying harder.
Well, I think that's how the world, I mean, like, when we talk about fat girls, right, when we say big girls, you know, they have this, they have that. Big girls work at it. Big girls, most of the time, big girls will, you know, I can honestly say this. I'm lying. I was going to say, I don't think I've ever had a big girl give me some head game and it was whack, but I'd be lying.
You just repressed it.
But the majority of big women head game is on point because they make it a point to be really good. You're right. They make it a point to be really good at
that. They're trying harder. I've seen fat girls advertise on social media. It's sad, but I've seen them make a bigger issue out of their sexual abilities, and I think it's sad, you know what I mean, because they're trying to emphasize on something to attract a man, and it works
true
for that something.
I will agree, and you know, it is sad, and for you ladies, you big women that post that type of stuff, understand you're going to get exactly what you're looking for, a dude that wants to smash. You're not getting a dude that wants to be with you. You're not going to get a husband.
He's wifing you, not when you have billboards about your sexual abilities.
Head game. You know what I mean? Because guess what? I don't want the chick who everybody knows her head game is legal. I don't. You know what I mean? No
right,
man.
You can compare notes.
Any man tell you he wants that is lying to you. Let me keep that funky with you. You know what I mean? Head game is crucial, but the world don't need to know it's crucial. You're right. I do see a lot of big women posting that out there. So here's the question.
And I think that's trying hard. They're just trying hard. They're trying harder.
So what do you say? What do you say to that woman? If you had a friend that did that, what would you say?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I would just tell her, why are you doing that? All you're going to do is attract lowlives who want to smash and try out your abilities, but you're going to risk disease. I mean, I would sit there and lecture. That's what I do to girls. is you know, and try and let them see from the outside, someone who's looking from the outside, that you're kind of displaying your psychological insecurities and your emotional insecurities when you're doing that. But it's kind of, I always feel like they didn't have good mamas, because my mom prepared me for that before my first bra. You know what I'm saying? Like, respect yourself and bring out your good qualities and stuff. So it kind of is mind-blowing to me to see these grown women behave this way. But I'd say something if I knew her or cared.
Okay.
Or if a niece right. or somebody, you know.
So the question is, do the big pleasure well? I'll say that. That's how I'll put it. And I will say for women, for big women, my ratio for big women that I've been with, yeah, I think they do their thing. I ain't going to front. I'm not going to front. The big women I've been with, but like you said, they work at it, I believe, because it's kind of like, okay, I'm big.
Trying
I can't
to make up
big.
The difference.
Right, yeah. You know what I mean? You know, I can't be big and whack. Like they say, you know, they say short guys always have, like, you know, big houses or big cars or something because they're trying to, you know, make up for something else. I don't know if that's really true,
right.
but that's what they say. So, you know, so be it. So you were going
to
mention something about...
You're trying to create other avenues of attractiveness.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I guess it works for them because, honestly, most big women you know have kids. Most big women you know have kids.
And multiple daddies.
Yeah, but, I mean, you find that with in-shape women and skinny women, too. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you got famous broads with multiple daddies. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
Chicks like, you know, like, shoot, Alicia Keys, as bad as she is, at the end of the day, she's a homewrecker. You know what I'm saying? You can say what you want to.
Mm.
But she did, you know, wreck up, you know, somebody's life. Somebody didn't like how that went down. You know, so it just depends.
Okay, let's shift it to cooking. You said all fat girls can cook good. Some people say that. I don't know that that's true, but I know they like to eat. Doesn't mean they're the ones cooking.
When I think about the my experiences, the big women that I know, let me honestly no. When I look at it ratio wise, I've known more big women who could not really cook compared to big women that could. Honestly, I really only know about three, maybe four big women that actually can get down in the kitchen. Like, I know one big girl who actually, I will say, holds the title in all the big girl categories. Like, she can cook, she's got good head, she got, you know, her sex get down is dope, you know, because she's one of those all-around big girl who works on her thing. Now, where she falls flat, is her personality is whack. You know, she works so hard on everything else that she doesn't work on her personality. You know what I'm saying? So she thinks that her personality is already laced, and it's not. She's so busy focusing on everything else, making sure she got the right apartment or the right house, making sure she got the right whip, making sure her dress code is cool, making sure her hair is always done.
She's not being genuine
right.
with herself.
I think she's just so busy trying to, you know, she's one of those big girls who, I don't know if she totally accepts she's a big girl, because you run into that. You run into big girls who don't really think they big, you know.
Right.
And that's
denial.
And that's stars. Yeah, they're in denial. They don't want to admit they big.
But they stretch in the word thick to a whole new
right.
level.
Yeah. I'm not big. I'm thick. No, you're big. If your chest
like,
sit on your, you are big. If you got one of them little, what they call them things, one of them fat pockets in the front of your jeans, you know, where like you got part of your and the other part is like sticking around. I don't know what you call that thing. They call it a fupa, but that's not a fupa. That's like that's a faux pas. That thing is huge. If you got one of them things tucked into your jeans, if you tucking something in your jeans that looks like it should be above your jeans, then you are fat. If your ankles and calf run together, then you are fat. Now, don't get it twisted. There's
That's
some chicks who
cankles.
Got cankles. You know, there's some chicks who got cankles who actually don't look bad. I've seen some thick chicks with some cankles, and it still didn't look bad. So understand, there is a certain cankle that don't look bad. I'm going to keep it funky with you. There's a certain cankle. I think, I'm going to tell you who I think. Amber Rose, I think, got cankles, if I remember correctly. Her, she got like, she just got a thick leg, you know what I mean? Like, it's just thick, regardless of how it's just thick for her. So, you know, there's certain women that can pull it off.
She just got strong ankles. Is that what you're saying? They ain't fat. They're just strong.
Oh, I mean, like, they look really solid. Like, it's there's not like a really thin point in her ankle where it, you know, it looks like calf going in the foot, you know what I mean? But it's just because she's shapely, it looks bad on her. You know, she got shapely legs, so it don't look bad. It just looks like, yo, she's just a thick broad, you know what I mean? But a lot of fat women are out there in denial, not thinking they fat when they fat. Accept it. That's where it starts. I think that the big girl that accepts her big girlness, for me, that makes her more attractive. Jill Scott.
Right, here's I want to vent about this because as a female, I'm around some females, or you see it on the. I'm tired. I am so tired of you fat women. And I'm going to say I'm overweight too, but I'm down 55 and down 12 since Thanksgiving. I'm working on it. What I don't like is if you're not happy with your weight, quit bitching about it and not changing a thing. Don't bitch about it. Oh, I'm overweight. Oh, I can't stand. And you ain't about just want attention as far as I'm concerned. So, ladies,
okay.
If you notice then you're overweight or you're not happy, just look into changing what you're doing.
So here's
that's
my
all
question.
I want to say.
Big women, but what about big men? Do big men
same
do things?
Same thing.
Do big men do things differently?
I don't date big men as far as that aspect. But
have you ever been with a big man?
No. Now, this is personal, so don't judge me, y'all. We all have personal preference, and I've said this to you before, Scooter. I'm a voluptuous woman. I got excess titties, excess ass, little soft belly. I don't need a man who has that. I got plenty. So I'm attracted to a physique of a man that's more masculine. Women are supposed to be softer. Men are supposed to be harder. And that's just me. So that's where my physical attractions go. The men I've dated have usually been trim and muscular. I'm not attracted to boobies on men and hips. I'm just not.
So you never been with a big man?
No.
How about like a Shaq big type guy?
A what?
Like, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, like a Shaq big. Like, Shaq's not really, like, well, now.
Oh,
not,
man. Okay, here's my opinion on the tall and big ones like that. I can't afford you. Like, you have to be an NBA star or football to be that big. So you're going to eat a house. You need special clothes, 22-inch size shoes. Nah, I'm good. I don't want one that big.
No, I'm saying, have you ever been with a guy that big? Like, you know, like Shaq's, like not now. Let's not think about Shaq now. Shaq now is fat. I'm talking like NBA Shaq. He was just a big dude. He was like 300 pounds, but he wasn't a fat 300 pounds. He was just a, you know, he was 7 foot. You know what I mean? So, like, let me tell you,
and I won't disclose names, Scooter. I kicked it with two NBA players, and they weren't built like Shaq. They were trimmer, not as tall. But as far as being, one was 6'4", one was 6'6". Whether you play ball or not, 6'4", 6'6", that's about my limit. I don't think I'd want to deal with a guy more than 6'6".
But you understand what I'm saying? I'm asking about the big, because you said you don't do big guys. And I'm saying, like, what is your level of big? Like, where do you draw the line in big? Like, Shaq is a big guy, and he's thick, but he's not fat. Now he's fat. But back then he wasn't. You know what I mean? Like, so what's your level of fat?
I'm not attracted to that big of a big either. It's just too big, like I said.
Okay.
You know?
So like,
unless you got
sack
pockets, then, you know, you can afford yourself, but you're just too big. You don't break the furniture and shit. No, you don't break the bed. I'm just not attracted to big ass dudes.
So, like, what about, like, a Jewels Ortiz? You ever seen him? You know what he looks like? Is that a level of big that you could is that too big?
How tall are you talking?
Like 5'10".
Okay.
5'11".
Now that gets to something personal with me. I'm 5'8", so a man that's 5'10" to me is short because I'm looking at you almost in your eyes. So to me, because I stand at 5'8", that's a short man. and I don't prefer to date men my height or around my height. So there's a range. I want them taller than me, but just not too tall or too big.
So
now, these women
been,
that are 5'4", dating 6'3", that's too much. Like, they need to share the tall men with the 5'8"s like me. If you're 5'3", 5'4", you can have a 5'8", 5'10", man, and he'll be 10, 12 inches taller than you.
Let me put this out there for everybody. Call in, ladies. Call in.
603-5357.
I want to know how big men, what's the big man? Like I said, I already admitted that big women, most big women can cook. Most big women got good head. Most big women, you know, they wet. They keep it wet. Most big women sexually can, I say it's a 50-50. You know what I mean? With big women to big women. Like, they most big women work on their get down and know how to throw it. You know, they do. So I'm going to say in that arena, that rumor's true. All right? I'm going to say that. Now, what about tall men? You said you had something to say. Do women prefer tall men over shorter men?
I see it, but what I'm saying is I'm 5'8". So for me, I just want a man that's like 6'7", 8 inches taller than me. That would be great. But that puts him at 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", to do that. When I see these women that are 5'2", 5'4", and they with somebody 6'2", 6'3", I feel like, girl, go get you one of them 5'8", 5'10", dudes that I'm rejecting because he'll still be tall for you. That's
but
how I feel about it.
But you're not tall like that, Lala. Like, I'm taller than you.
I'm 5'8", barefoot.
5'10". I'm thinking 5'10", 5'11", it should be good for you.
Okay.
You put on heels,
I'm
going
to go
like
with
what?
The 5. Okay, if it's 5'10", 5'11", you're going to have to come real heavy in the other arenas of what you're bringing to my table.
What do you like? If you put on heels, you're like what? 5'9", 5'10"?
Shit. If I put on 2 inches, I'm 5'10". Back when before a lot of these injuries, I got shoes in the closet that are six inches. I'm now 6'2".
Yeah, but how often are you rocking 6-inch heels? See, now to me, this goes to your confidence level because I don't care what the size of the person is. If they confident, which is why you see short dudes with tall women because they don't give a damn. They're cool with it. Now, me personally, I like
that's
to match.
That's fine.
I like to match. I prefer a short woman, but that's where I have to draw the line because you got all these tall brothers that's dating these chicks 5'3", 5'4", 5'5".
Right. So you and I agree
get you a 5'9", I'm like, get you a 5'10 chick, get you a 5'11 broad, get you a 6-footer.
Hello, or even 5'8", I'm over here.
I agree with you on that. Leave the short joints because for me, it's like you said. If a chick is 5'3", and she put on some heels, we're about the same height, you know?
You're good. Like T.I. and Tiny, they're a great couple. You know what I'm saying? He's a short little dude, but he got him a little tiny, and now he's about 6-7 inches taller than her. They look great in pictures. They look good when she wears heels,
you know? My thing, like, I like a shorter woman. I don't really prefer – I usually do 5'7 and under. I prefer 5'5", 5'5" is just such a sexy height, you know, and put togetherness. So for me, when you're matching up tall, now since we're talking, you know, sexuality and all that, when you're matching tall women to short women beat tall women every day, twice on Sunday. Let me tell y'all this: short women, 5'7" and below, are winning in the bedroom. Let me tell you that. Let me say that. I'm sorry, tall women. You may not want to admit it, but that's just what it is. Tall women, I mean, not saying they don't do their thing. They just can't do it like a short chick. A tall woman is not as agile.
Is it easier for you to smack it up, flip it, rub it down when they're little?
Well, not even that. It's just, you know, they move around better. Tall women are so awkward, actually, and a lot of them don't go into different positions well, and then you got to explain stuff like, okay, here's what we're about to do. We're going to go through, and then she's over there like, what? Wait a minute. Do I move my leg? Because she's so damn tall, she's just not used to,
to be with a man over 6 foot, and then they can adjust the way they need to for their size.
No, see, that's the problem. Tall women never worry about adjusting because tall niggas don't adjust. Tall niggas don't get really limber. You know what I mean? That's why they fuck with short broads, because they can pick them up and swing them around and do all the extra little shit, you know. But with a tall woman, they when they trying to cross paths, legs is fighting like sword fights, you know what I mean? Legs and arms, limbs start hitting, clink, 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 clink. So tall women never work on their game. Same thing with tall dudes. They don't work on their game. So let me say that. Sexually, y'all better start rocking with these shorter cats, 5'9 and under, because I'm going to tell you, sexually, them cats are experimental. Them cats are aggressive. Them cats get down. Tall dudes don't have to. That's why they date short women, because then they can just flip them up.
So the short dudes be rolling around like two hamsters in a cage, just rolling.
I'm saying, because, you know, like, a tall dude, reason he go after a short chick, because, like I said, short chicks is winning in the bedroom. They try different stuff, and they're small enough to do it. They're not kicking nothing over. You know what I mean? So when a tall dude is a short chick, she get to doing all that stuff she been doing with short dudes on him, he loses his damn mind. He ain't used to that. He like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? He used to just having, like, all right, let me tell you the difference between a short guy and a tall guy. Here's the difference. Tall guy is a basketball, all right? Short guy, you ever see those little rubber balls, and when you bounce them, they just ricochet off everything?
Right.
That's the short guy. See, when you bounce a basketball, it's bounce off one or two things, and then it's going to end up, you know, just rolling around. You bounce that little small ball, that thing, bing, 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 it's going everywhere. It's all over the place. That's the difference between a short guy and a tall guy. A tall guy not doing too much maneuvering in the bedroom, you know what I mean? You know, again, unless you got a short chick, and the short chick is doing it, and that's why he's turned down, which is why taller women should go shorter, because then they'll end up understanding what short dudes bring to the table. Then they'll get their limberness that way. You limber when you can throw your leg over a dude's head, you know what I mean? You can spin around or whatever. Then that's loosening you up. So this is why short women are doing, like I said, I can only speak for the women. I can't speak for the men, but for the short women, they're winning for dudes. That's why tall men go after them. That's why
As far as sex, now, are these short women getting wiped up or just getting done in the bedroom because they're so good at it?
Right.
Well, how are they really winning?
Tall women, what do you say?
I'm just saying, are they really winning just because they're getting used a lot in the bedrooms? Are they getting wiped up or is it
the good sex is where they're winning? They winning all the way around. They getting wiped up. I mean, it's not really a lot of tall ones you see getting thrown on TV. You know what I mean? Even if they ain't staying there long. Look at Hoops. Hoops was short as hell. She had Shaq, and they was together for a minute. Now she's with some NFL cat. You know what I mean? Or UFC dude or something. She got another big name. Yeah, short women.
Yeah, but she was with Flavor Flav first, so.
TV, though. Come on, everybody know what that's about. You know what I mean? Even still, she was winning in. You know, she wasn't in.
Yeah.
Compared to the taller chick that he picked, Delicious. You know, Hoops was winning more than Delicious is winning. You know, so.
Yeah, and you'd think, and because of that butt, the way she marketed her butt, but you can't count on just your butt.
Right. You know, because she was a big girl.
And she got some jeans, a jean line, but I don't even know what's happened to Delicious now.
That's the breakdown, y'all. Let me say that, man. Tall women, you need to change your game. Get with some of these shorter dudes.
One champion sound, yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Got a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. I really want to come pick you with you. This viper seven guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains in New York, wide awake. First, let's see the West End. I'll show you to my way. Let's go shopping, maybe simple, go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway, take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I'd like to see what's good. Dress in all your fancy clothes, sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving those show toes. Walking that wall, talk that slick talk. Liking this American boy, American boy. I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. Tell the walk, walk, block.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. Woo! And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat ass. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his saddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover? Would you be mine? Would you be my lover? Would you be mine? Be my American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to Chicago, San Francisco, baby. I really want to come pick you up.
Again, this is The Stoop on blog.com. I am your host, Soapbox Crew, with my co-host, Lala, and we have broken it down so that it forever can be broken. Understand this. Ugly in the bedroom.
Did we cover the list?
I think we did. Ugly in the bedroom, we doing it. They doing it. They winning.
Okay.
Big girls in the bedroom, in the kitchen, in the head game department, winning. They losing in the confidence department. Tall against short. For me, I say short is winning every time. Lala says tall's her preference, but I don't think Lala said tall is winning. I just think she said it's her preference. So I'm gonna go ahead and say short is winning.
Well, these short women weren't tall men. I'd like to hear from a short woman. Like, why are you 5'2" and you want a 6'4"? I'd like to know.
Because they think that these tall dudes is like I said, tall guys pick them up, do all this other stuff. So that's what it is.
Can I tell you what I've been told once by a short woman? She literally was looking at him as breeding purposes. I don't want my children to be as short as me, so I'm going with a real tall man, and my kids will have some height. I've heard that one from short women too.
Hey, there you have it. It's all about breeding. Again, this is
maybe
you can catch next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, man. We rolling into the holidays. Next week will be our last show until the new year. So we're going to do it up. We're going to try to cover it up, close the year out, man. We're going to end it with music, as we always do. Lala, anything?
Just take it easy, y'all. Be nice and considerate out here in the Northwest while you're driving on a little ice.
She looks like a movie star. Hey, you love, you little fly ladybug. Come and swing this episode with Muffin up above. With them Earl jeans on, fitting tight like a glove. You little cinnamon toast crunch, come show me some love. Slim Goody got tittle litty. Yeah, but she's a picture postcard, pretty fat, kitty little bitty. You're provoking me, giving me the notions to wanna lick your funky emotions.
She can make a crippled man walk and a blind man see.
How could I put this? She can make the Grinch love Christmas. How could I manifest her uniqueness
like
in vernacular? Yeah, that describes
like
her.
Like a chocolate candy bar.
Bring a smile on my
she
face.
She looks like a movie star. Like
she
a chocolate candy bar. She looks like a movie star.
Like
a chocolate candy bar. She looks like a movie star. Like a chocolate candy bar.
I seen her at the park on the blacktop, watching the kids play. Her style complimented the sunny day. There's a mild nature about her, gentle but firm for all the bullshit life brought her way. You reflect the beauty of a starless night by far. Like Billy Joel said, I think you're just the way you are. I had a crush on you since the days of Love Tap. Karate shoes, you had jelly cornrows with the peas in the back. I knew you'd grow to be a fine specimen someday. You're the very inspiration for the song I sing. The way you sprint the runway and scale the catwalk. Your life is a movie and the camera's never off. It's like love at first taste, coming deep from within. From your DNA structure to your whole body over. Your beauty is respected in the eye of the beholder. I love that little chocolate bar tatted on your
she
shoulder.
She looks like a
shoulder.
Movie star, like a chocolate candy bar. She looks like a movie star,
like
a chocolate candy bar. She looks like a movie star,
like
a chocolate candy bar. She looks like a movie star,
like
a chocolate candy bar.
Oh yeah, the time is now and the place is here. So come a little closer, let me kick it in your ear and share this with you, girl. You super official, girl. I just wanna bite you. You look good like a sickest. Ooh la la, ah wee wee. Walking by looking all like I ecstasy. Gato, Marino, good gracious alive. Oh, shut now, there she go. Hey yo, come and rest your feet, my little chocolate souffle. I know you tired, you've been running through my mind all day. Oh my goodness, can I get a witness? This brownie brownie is something to see. I never had a craving like this before, I'm addicted. Lord have mercy, please give me strength. Dark, rich, and thick like a fresh baked cake. Just thinking of your shape, girl, I catch your toothache.
She looks like a movie star.
Yeah.
Like a chocolate candy bar.
Well,
she looks like a movie star.
Like
a chocolate candy bar.
Yeah.
She looks like a movie star.
You know who you
like
are.
Like a chocolate candy bar.
You a movie star.
She looks like a movie star.
Yeah,
like
man.
A chocolate candy bar.
Uh-huh.
She looks like a...
We're just bugging out a little bit. Showing versatility.
I don't wanna be playing no more.
I'm not a player, I just fuck a lot.